There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Welcome to From the Helicarrier. I am Rock Gunna Podcasting, Charles McFall, and it's been, man, probably almost 15 years since I said that for the first time. It's been quite a long time there. I'm here with two of my favorite people in the world.
And Kurt and Son.
Kurt. Wait, Raven. There's other people on the show?
Kurt Raven and Sin Booten. Yep. We're gonna talk about a little bit of Strikeforce. I got a few more things to say about tonight. We can definitely talk about some Snap, but we're gonna talk about how, after some long deliberation, after a 15 year some odd run of maybe not quite 15, but it feels like it's when can we Google when Strikeforce or Marvel Avengers Alliance rather came out?
Oh, we can,
because it was about 6 months in.
Difficult.
It's a good, because I know when Dragon Con was, so we can figure that
2012,
out.
2012, March of 2012.
Yep, March 1st, 2012.
Okay, so then Evan and I connected at Dragon Con of that year, and then a month later, so I started it then in September 2012. So 10-year run on keeping From the Helicarrier alive. I have got other things going on and too much life going on, and it is time for me to step back and not do that. So tonight, guys, I have a little surprise for you. A couple surprises for you.
Cash?
Yeah, actually. Ooh. We have some money in our joint account, and that's going to be distributed this evening. So, yes, there is cash.
Wow, okay.
It's like freaking me when you find out.
I wasn't even thinking about that. That's really funny. That was a joke.
Yeah, I know.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Chrysler.
No, okay. It's not good enough for Mary Chrysler.
It's not Chrysler money.
Yeah. Maybe it's a Take Five bar, but but I want to talk about the journey. But before I get into that, you know, from where we started in 2012 to now, I had something weird happen in Strikeforce. My reset time used to be around midnight, 1 a.m., depending on time change, right? East Coast, whatever server I was on. All of a sudden, in the last, 2 weeks, I missed 2 days. Like, No, I didn't. I've been playing every day. And it's because I typically play more at night. My server reset is 7 p.m. Eastern now. And it's weird as crap to be at, you're right after dinner checking on stuff, and all of a sudden it resets, and here's the new login calendar, and here's all the stuff. 7 freaking p.m. Eastern.
Sounds like a server merge.
I guess so. I was like, it 100% changed my gameplay, because I have to make sure that I get stuff done before that happens, because I did miss a day this month that I didn't miss. Right. I played, but I played before 7 p.m. the one day, and then after 7 p.m. the next day, which in my normal server reset would have been fine. But yeah. This, and it just threw me off. Yeah. So
that's weird.
It is very.
But you know, I guess it just is what it is. And Kurt, you know, when I told you guys that, I was going to have to, you know, make a better decision for my life, honestly, because it really became wanting to hang out with you guys. And that's part of the journey I want to talk about. But it's like, I just, there's so many nights I'm exhausted. And I don't feel like I'm bringing my best here. There's nights when I get my schedules mixed up. I'm like, hey guys, sorry, last minute, you know, I'm not going to be there. And it just throws everything off. So we'll talk about all that. What did you think, Sin, of this Christmas special Guardians event?
It's free stuff. It's not great. It's just, you know, you get whatever you can out of it and some extra credits. You can't buy the energy for it, so it's just whatever energy you get for per day. There's no refreshes on it. I'm mostly just forgetting about it. Like I'll log in when I'm doing it in the morning, I'll spend the energy. And then in the evening, I'm like, oh, right, I got like 100 energy for this. So like, give me a couple of more freebies. But you know, it's got some decent stuff in it. So it's not completely horrible. It's just, they could have done much better.
And as dumb as it is, I thoroughly enjoyed earning for free the Groot Christmas costume that we had. And Kurt, they brought the cat sweater from the Guardians holiday special for Groot, or for not for Groot, for Drax.
And for Drax. Drax has an ugly sweater outfit now.
That's awesome.
I'm going to pull it up and show it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, that shouldn't make me as happy as it does, because that's a really dumb thing, but it made me happy. And I earned it. You just, the first time you play through, when you beat it, there it is. You got all the stuff you need to go ahead and unlock it. So I did. I got them both. So there's your regular drag. There it is. There it is. Cat.
That's awesome.
Antler, a Rudolph cat on pizza, I guess is what that sweater is.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. excuse me. I watched the Guardians special again with my, this time with my kids, and they loved it. We watched it Christmas Day.
Man, that song.
I know.
So good.
So we were decorating the tree, and the kids wanted Christmas music. So I pulled up specifically the old 97s and played it in the middle. And then on Christmas Day, they finally sat down with me to watch the special. And Zoe's like, I heard this song. Like, yeah, I played it for you a week ago or whatever it was. This is now my new favorite Christmas song.
Rain,
good.
Do you have a flamethrower?
Yeah. But honestly, it was a really fun special. And I hope they do a second.
Definitely better than the Star Wars one.
Yeah. If they did nothing else with the Guardians, but just released holiday specials, I would be so in.
Which begs the question:
We need an Arbor Day for Groot.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
So, what is it you'd like to bring up about? Oh, I got a question before you do that. For the MCU, this week in MCU, guys, we're sitting, this is NPR. We're sitting down with the two hosts of this week in MCU for their expertise on the fact that Gunn now is running the DC universe. What do you think that means for the Guardians?
Well, the third one's the last one.
Yeah.
The last one, or you think eventually they'll bring in somebody else to? I mean, who's going to do the specials? Who's going to do any? I mean, are they just done?
More than likely, they're done. What they can do, of course, is bring in another team with bring a couple of people from that will cross over. We'll see who dies in this one. Somebody's going to die in this one.
Yeah.
But. What's his name? Batista's not going to do it. He's done.
Right.
Sean Gunn is probably not going to come back. So Kraglin,
right.
You're losing Kraglin.
Here's the deep, dark secret that nobody remembers. This isn't the first Guardians of the Galaxy team.
No.
From the comics.
Right. I did forget.
In fact, the first Guardians of the Galaxy team takes place way in the future. And they gave us a little sneak preview of it in the last movie with Sylvester Stallone and that team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys were the original Guardians of the Galaxy, sort of.
Yeah.
It also included Vance Astro, who, in the comics, I believe he was human, but he also carried Captain America's shield, but we're talking the 30th century. Like, it was way in the future. So Yondu was part of the team, and he wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't a Ravager, so to speak. He was in that future team, but I don't know. I think they could do something with that. They may not. And I think they're going to adjust the Guardians? They very well could. Like, they could look. Carol Danvers was part of the Guardians for a while in the comics. They could make her the head of it.
Yeah.
They could expand. You know, they just introduced Cosmo.
Right.
And they've got Howard the Duck out there somewhere. There's lots that they could do if they wanted to keep the franchise going with different actors. All kinds of possibilities. We haven't even, you know, they're introducing Adam Warlock.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
you think he's going to make it past the movie?
Yeah, I do. But so there's that. I don't know. There's too much going on, and I just don't. I don't think you kill something that's working that well, and particularly after the holiday special.
Well, but it's working that well because of James Gunn. Because yes. It is his style of comedy, and yeah. It works for that group. So I wouldn't be surprised if they decided not to do it anymore. But, you know, they can always bring in a new set of players for it.
Well, and it could be that we don't get it. See, that's the other thing. It could be that we don't get another Guardians movie, but we get Guardians characters hanging out with Thor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're definitely getting more of that.
Okay.
If we ever get another Thor movie.
Man, with Ragnarok and Love and Thunder,
Ragnarok was amazing. Love and Thunder was could have been better.
It was still fun. It was still better than Dark World. Like,
no, not by far.
Yeah. I liked Dark World.
You're out of your mind. I still can't sit through that movie. It's for whatever reason, it just bores me to tears. But.
Okay.
But Guardians 3 is coming, and
yeah, what's the release date on that? Soon?
Like February? No, that's Quantumania.
Yeah, Quantumania is the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say May.
I want to say May.
Yeah, May 5th.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know, I think that the Adam Warlock aspect of things is going to be a little interesting.
I think Phase 5 is going to be just bonkers.
Quite possibly. Look, I mean,
Have you guys heard the rumors for? It's for Captain America: New World Order.
Well, it depends on what the rumors are.
It's either New World Order or Thunderbolts. I think it's for Thunderbolts. The rumors are that they're going to be dealing with trying to get adamantium from the new formed island from the Tiamat, the celestial that was coming out of, you know, because nobody's addressed that yet. So the rumor is that the movie's going to be focusing on different countries trying to get adamantium from that little island, and that island later is going to become Genosha.
Oh,
that'd be cool. That'd be great.
That would be yep. Really neat.
Now, if I remember correctly, they really hadn't addressed the celestial in the ocean.
No, not a single one. Not a single show.
No. Like headlines and stuff. Yeah.
No. But there was a I don't know if it was one of the TV shows or if it was one of the movies where it ran on a crawl on one of the TV news shows.
Yeah, it might have been on like on She-Hulk or something, but like they barely brought it up.
Right.
I think time-wise, everything's basically been happening all at once.
Right. Well, ironically, what's funny is you could say, well, they're ignoring everything from the Eternals, but they're not. Like, no. What was the thing that we just saw that had Kingo posters all over the place?
Yeah, that was She-Hulk.
She-Hulk. It was She-Hulk. It was the Guardians. It was the Guardians holiday special.
Oh,
when they landed in Hollywood. And there were Kingo posters all up and down Hollywood Boulevard. It's
like, oh, right. I do remember seeing that.
It's like, what's going on? If they were ignoring it, that would not be the case.
No.
It's just about
they're going to do something, and I love the idea of Genosha coming out of that.
That'd be pretty cool.
But I think that they would probably, and I think it'd be really cool if they did a combination of Genosha / Krakoa, and made the island sentient. Because why not?
That'd be different.
Just go over the top with the mutants. I think it'd be awesome.
And, you know, that's the end of the journey right there. Is look at these two guys, how they went off. And I just wanted to listen to more of what you had to say.
Yeah.
You know, and let me tell you how I met these two goofballs. You're doing Strike Force. Like I said, you know, hooked up with Brian Ibbett. We said we had to do a show about this because nobody else was talking about it. It was a Facebook game. It was, by all accounts, just, especially compared to today, just kind of cheesy and whatnot. But it was fun. It had some magic to it. And Ibbett and I knew what we were doing with podcasts, and we threw some magic in on it with the voices. And along came not known as Sin then. Had his real name. Still have his real name, but I'm not going to dox you, buddy. I'm not going to dox you. But, you know, this Irish-sounding Russian, you know, the name is all Irish. He's actually Russian, you know. Yeah, because we didn't have voices.
Fair enough.
We have voices. Yeah. But you had to, you know.
I get that all the time, though. Are you Irish? Or like, no, that would be a first name.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You know, the world is a smaller place than we ever get it credit for. But, you know, you connected in. Chris Wisdom connected in with a fake memo spoof that rocked the small internet world around that game. And Kurt started listening. And, you know, we just started building this community and working together. And you guys became contributors to a point. And, you know, I say to a point because I don't remember everything that went on then.
I remember for me because I was a listener and contributed in chat for a long time. But then when Avengers Alliance 2 came out, I started streaming and doing a lot of that. And that's when I was able to kind of connect with you guys a little bit more. Yeah, I was doing a lot more of that kind of thing, and up until the time it died.
first real live media type broadcasting, like podcast recording that he had done?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, with any consistency, I had streamed other games and stuff a little bit, but nothing as consistent as that. It was really Avengers Alliance 2 for me.
That's cool. What about you, Sin?
I didn't start doing any type of streaming until probably a year into MSF, or maybe a year and a half into MSF. So,
why did you start streaming?
There was nothing. I was at home. There was nowhere to go.
He saw what I was doing. And he went, "Oh, I can do way better."
No. Primarily, my friends in the area sold the house and moved to Seattle, so I didn't have anywhere to hang out anymore. So I was like, "Well, I'm going to be at home. Let's do something while I'm at home." So I started streaming it.
I totally get that. So I don't know how many people ever heard the story, but I had gotten laid off and was doing the unemployment thing and trying to find a job and just playing this game way more than I should be. Like I should be finding a job, and I was searching Craigslist, and I was searching monster.com and Indeed and all that. And you know, at night or when I could, I'd go out because my wife was earning some money, cleaning houses and whatnot. So I was watching the kids, and I realized one day, I was like, man, I spent the last hour focused on this Facebook game and not actually searching for a job. I better do something to get paid at this game. And there was no Patreon. There was no way to get money. And I'm going to get paid at this game. And I decided I was going to start this podcast. And then Ibbett came in about four episodes in. And then a month or two in, Patreon came around and we started getting some support. But it was a community. It was a craziness to me of building a community that was around the world. And we
did. That game had weird staying power.
Yeah.
Like super weird game staying power. That game was supposed to be a tie-in for the first Iron Man movie. And that was it. And they went for what, like 4 years or something or more?
It was definitely a while.
They were profitable all the way to the last day. Like the interview with their folks was like, yeah, we were in the black the entire run. And the only reason they got shut down is because Disney decided no in-house development teams.
Yeah, it shut down.
They're like, we just want to sell the IP because it makes them way more money than having to deal with everything in-house.
And let's be real, Marvel Avengers Alliance 2 just wasn't nearly as good.
No,
it had a great idea. So they had the, what we're doing now.
Yeah.
But
it, they had the problem that they were trying to get away from Facebook.
Right.
And Flash Java. Games. Cause
yeah.
And Java. Cause that was all getting shut down.
Right.
Cause there's no Facebook gaming anymore. And it was huge. I mean, Farmville started there.
All
and it was massive. Yeah. But that was all, like, all the Java stuff was going away. So they were trying to move to a different platform and off of Facebook. And they started it with another version of Marvel Avengers Alliance that was web interface only. But the servers weren't connected.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Disney place in Palo Alto and I did a playtest. Like, I actually got brought in for a playtest. And I'm like, yeah, this works great. And it auto puts you into an alliance. This is really nice. You have folks to chat with. It helps you with, you know, your dailies and stuff. I'm like, are you guys connected to the servers on Facebook? I'm like, we can't. I'm like, it'll never work.
Yeah.
They shut that web portal down like 3 months later. Yeah. Like, yeah, it doesn't work. Because you already had this giant community of players on Facebook that were max level. And starting up a new one on the website was just like, I'm not going to bring my stuff over there because I can't. Yeah. Like, let me transfer. If you want me to go play over there, I will. But let me transfer my information.
Yeah.
There was no import. So that failed. And then they brought out an MAA2 and it was not good.
I think MAA2, part of the issue was, it's going to sound weird, but I think it came out. It came out too early.
I think it would be better these days. Like, it would actually get traction these days.
I think in a weird way, it was ahead of its time. It just it didn't really know what it wanted to be.
Nope.
That was the worst part. It didn't have an end in mind. It didn't have a goal.
Yeah,
from the creators, from my outside perspective of the creator standpoint.
Well, and they wanted to sway too far away from the original MAA, where if they just refined what MAA had and moved on from there, or made like a sequel with character transfers and things like that.
Yeah,
if it might have worked, but I did enjoy the game and I played it from beginning to end. Like, But
even through that slog of 250 to 300, where if you stopped trying to grind that thing for better part of a year, you would lose all progress almost.
Yeah.
You know,
I had a little 11-inch Sony laptop that I brought with me to, like, if I would go somewhere, I would bring that little laptop with me just so I can go be like, hey, I got to get some missions done. Right. And I would have that thing with me at like Starbucks or something just to be able to get work done.
Yeah. I bought my first iPad mini because it could run the Penguin browser that I could play that. And like you said, be out and about somewhere and still get some stuff done in the game. Yep.
Penguin browser was the only way I could play it on the laptop too. It is the one and only game where I had unapologetically, I had that bot program downloaded.
It ran on Firefox.
It ran on Firefox. I would leave for work and I would leave it on the flight deck. That's all it ever did. I didn't use it for anything else. It just ran the flight deck for hours and hours. Yeah.
Interesting. I remember I never did do it. I didn't want to potentially lose any progress if they banned my account or something. That was my thought process. So I
didn't care.
It did have an auto friend collect feature, which was also very, very useful. Cool. Right. That saved a lot of time of going in and doing stuff. That was really nice.
Yep.
And even now, I mean, remember it spawned that ill-fated fan project where they're rebuilding the game with all the
sprites. Still going. It's still like that going. Project is still going. They just switched over to doing it in the Unity engine.
All right, you know, do your thing, man.
They're still doing stuff.
And the name of that plugin was Leet Hacks.
Yeah, Leet Hacks. The MAAR group on Facebook is, you know, it's there. They're doing updates. I don't remember the guy's name. But you know, I'm in there, so if it actually drops at any point that's, you know, something viable, I'll check it out. But it is standalone. It's not internet connected. It's all because they can't. They would get hit with a lawsuit like faster than you could download it.
Right.
So it's not internet connected. There's no friend list or anything like that. It's just a standalone little game that if they drop it and it works, you can just play it.
I love the hardcore it's a passion defenders project. Of that are just saying, Marvel should just let us do this.
No, they shouldn't.
No, like what? Steal assets and release them so you can make money? No, that's not going to happen. It's just and if you get too much attention, they will shut you down because
you know what?
They have to.
Marvel, which is the same thing that Warcraft did.
Right.
Marvel could let them do it if they wanted to go through the same vein of anybody else and pay the thousands of dollars for licensing and get the game approved and then spend hours and hours and hours and then have a business model to recoup all that money. You could do it.
Oh, and the Marvel approval process now has got to be way more difficult than it used to be with MAA. Like they have to approve which characters are coming out when, specific timing. I don't know that we would get Heroic Age Iron Fist.
Oh God, no.
Yeah. You know, and I gotta imagine the invention of that game was somebody's like, look, Facebook has got games. This Mafia Wars is going crazy. Well, let's just whatever, throw something at the fad, get them interested in their movie. And yeah, the kids these days, it's kind of how I pictured that going. And then all of a sudden it was like, holy crap. We have a whole bunch of world built around this thing. You know,
there was three games that were tie-ins for the first Iron Man movie. One of them was MAA, the one I don't remember what it was. And the third one was just a little Iron Man fly game, kind of like you had the Never Ending Run games.
Like a Flappy Bird type thing.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of cool because, you fly as Iron Man, but it was like old 2012 getting your phone games. You're like,
yeah,
look, I can do stuff.
Yeah.
But MAA definitely hit a sweet spot in the gotcha before the gotchas.
And I tell you again, you know, the game, I did love the game. I played it not from the start. I was told about it. I got in about a month after it launched. Cause like, I don't really do Facebook games. I was busy. I'm always busy in life. I'm always having something going on. That's when I was really trying to build my podcast career and all that jazz. So I was like, I don't really play those games. And then somebody got me into Mafia Wars because, you know, the day job I had, I was bored at. And then I was like, well, if I'm gonna play that, I might as well try this Marvel game. And, you know, I'm frustrated. I found Kingfisher because I'm like, I don't know how to do anything. And I started Googling stuff, and he was the only one making some content of the poor man's whatever, right?
Right.
Spec Ops and the poor man, you know, this and another. And so once we started making this, going, oh, there's such an empty void for somebody to at least talk about their experiences in this, that our podcast did really well, and we built a very good community. And I remember getting hooked in. Well, one, being able to talk to Snorri over in, Finland, Norway? Mm-hmm. Somewhere in that area. We do these meetups on Zoom and whatnot and or whatever we used at the time. And talking to people.
I didn't know about any of that.
I think it was for our supporters or patrons. I don't remember. You know,
oh, that's why I didn't know. I was broke, so I was like, nope.
Yeah, you know, and I've learned. You know, we've learned things about a community because I would have. I mean, obviously, we still connected and met each other, but it's like, you know, let's make it more accessible. You know, you can blah blah blah. You know, we figured things out, but you know, talking to people around the world. But then I remember setting up for my son's birthday party. And I just get this notice on Facebook, and one of our really valued members, Disco Booty. You remember Disco Booty? I got the notice that he died. Yep. And we knew he'd been sick, and it just hit me real hard. I had to walk outside for a minute and collect myself. Like, I got to focus on my kid's birthday. And then, you know, and we reached out to his family and we sent some support and anything that we could do there. But it was like, holy crap, this is more than a game. you know, this is life. You know, the game is not life, but what we've built here, this community of around this game, was amazing. So when that game started sunsetting, I was like, I want to keep that. I want to keep doing what I found to be good for me, which is building a community. And I did a little bit I tried some get off my lawn, uncle playing, trying games. Then finally, DC came out with, it's still out, isn't it? The DC superheroes one.
I think that's actually finally shut down a long time.
It just didn't.
Which one?
Like Worlds Collide or something like that?
It's this. Oh, okay. It's this one. It's basically this in DC.
It wasn't good.
No,
that one. I did play that one for a little bit, and there was some good aspects to it, but they tried to do too much too fast.
Maybe that's what it was. It never quite grabbed me. It was a placeholder. Yeah. And then Star Wars Galaxy Heroes. I played both of those streaming. Yeah.
I can't play that game. Like I tried it when it came out and then I couldn't. It's ugly. It's so bad. I know folks that still play it since launch. Like, how do you play this game? It is terribly, terrible looking.
I don't really care about the aesthetics. I just couldn't get into it. It just didn't grab me. And it's, you know, I think that what it for me was, the IP, I love Star Wars, but there are so many characters in that game that I don't know anything about or anything of that I just don't care. Whereas the Marvel games, I'm at least familiar with 90% of what's there. And I'm familiar with the lore, you know, more than I am with the Star Wars lore, especially the deep stuff. That's what has to be there for me to be captured by an IP. So
yeah, I get that. So same thing, I guess. I mean, I like Han Solo. I just didn't care what he did in that game. I love Batman, and eventually, I just didn't care what he did in that game. It just, for whatever reason, it didn't grab. And I am an aesthetics person. I do like good graphics. This game is getting better and better graphics. Strike Force, you know, every time. But I care about the characters more than anything else, I guess. And I don't know. It was definitely a learning process. And I remember getting Darkwing. You know, Darkwing was supporting me. I got into the beta for Strike Force and was streaming it. And, you know, was trying to be, you know, here's how you set up your team and here's how you do this. Trying to be that guy that now is a million of them out there, right? This game, in my world, this game really unlocked a whole lot of people who start doing YouTube stuff on this, which is really what you need to do if you're going to be doing it. You got to be Twitch and YouTube and here's how you do. And they're just so much better and so much smarter than me at doing that. Because I just want to be the fun guy who's playing the game and hanging out like I was with the first. I mean, Ibbot, it was really about me and Ibbot hanging out, talking about the news in the game and our experiences and giving that talking head perspective on it versus here's how you become the best player. So that just wasn't my path. And you know, Darkwing, it turned into let's help Charles play the game because everybody started getting in the chat like, oh no, do this, build your character this way. And I started doing it. And it really, the whole run has kind of been that way. And I realized I just want somebody to talk to as well. You know, doing it by myself, it feels weird. It gets old. And Kurt, you had done some of that Marvel Avengers Alliance 2, and you had been a contributor to the show and stayed in the circles. And as Breaking the Panel came up, and other stuff came up, you became, you know, a contributor in the chat room and those things. And you and I had talked about stuff. I can't remember. I had your phone number
somehow. Yeah. And I think, we had talked about, I think I was giving you some information for MAA2 while from the Helicarrier the first
maybe so
was going because you started doing MAA2 like segments just a little bit towards the end there and then when we heard MSF was coming out I had been hanging out a little bit but there was an opportunity there to do that. So while I wasn't in on the beginning with Ibbot and Klotz and you, I came on soon after. I mean,
right. So that was the thing is we all said I could hold it together because I had the time.
Ibbot and I was streaming a lot of MSF at the beginning.
Yeah. And we'd done a giant size team up and So it just kind of came together when Ibbitt definitely was like, yeah, I don't want to do this show. And Klaus like, yeah, I don't really want to do this show. I'm like, okay, I want somebody to hang out with and talk to. So I reached out.
And I was all that was left.
But you know, you were excited. And that's something even today, you know, I had a meeting at work with all my employees and used the phrase, I want to play with people who want to play with me. And I use that in a setting of you're working for me. And that's what I meant. It's like, everything I do is play. Everything I do is action and excitement and investment and feeding the soul and all that jazz. And I only, just like Dragon Con, I only want to play with people who want to play with me. And so that was their guideline for here are the rules, here are the guidelines, here's where I'm going, come on or not. But that was the thing. Klotz was just getting over the game. He just didn't like it.
He
didn't like being forced to do the stuff that you need to do in this game.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is fair. I mean, it's fine. Everybody has their thing. And so he did economy stuff for us until Kurt and I really kind of built our vibe on it. Why do I keep going back to this Hero Select screen? I don't know, man. but, you know, then Kurt and I, we thought it was going to be over in 6 months. I mean, it was nosediving like nobody's business. And, of course, we knew about you, Sin. You were supporting the show. You're jumping in and commenting and this and that. And then you were talking about, you know, of course, we followed you on Twitch and you were doing your stuff there. And at some point, you know, we had you on as guests a couple of times. And at some point, I looked at Kurt and was like, look, man, you know, there's two ways we can go. And we were drinking, like cracking beers at the end of the show. Like, we're going to be the drunk uncles playing this game because that's our thing. Or Sin can come in if he wants to and bring that tactical advantage that we don't have. So we have the fun.
Not only didn't we have it, we didn't want to do it.
We didn't want to do it. Yeah. I mean, I was like, look, this is the easy way for Sin to build my team without having to do a $5 donation every freaking month. Let's get him on the show. You know? And you brought such a great new aspect to it. And it was what it needed. And it was really fun. And we built it up another community. Man, we still have a huge Alliance community on Discord. Yeah. Huge. And, I mean, I'm not comparing to anybody else. I just mean for our experience, my experience, it's bigger than I ever thought it would be. And I have almost nothing to do with it anymore. I've been so busy the last half of this year, I barely get in and comment. And the community that we built, the guides that we put in place, the stuff that Ibbitt and I and Kurt built there, and then Sin came in and helped build, and other people, that's the beauty of it, is I put up this framework and said, here's the rules you play in, let's be cool with each other. And people who bought into that message, like you, Sin, became leaders in that community. And so many good people are there running it that we could have 5 more alliances. I have no idea. You know, I haven't had to solve a problem or give guidance.
We did have an alliance join us, and I was like, wait, what is this channel? Like, out of nowhere, this channel popped up. I was like,
yep.
We had an alliance join our cluster? Okay. It's like, here's a name that I completely don't recognize. I missed any message about anything happening. It's just like out of nowhere.
And ironically, the Snap traffic has picked up a bit in the FTH Discord, because more people are playing Snap now too. And you know, there's always been a little bit of movement with the different Marvel games that have come out, but Snap, it's funny, Snap didn't catch fire as fast as the other ones did, but it's still gaining.
It's got staying power.
Yeah. It seems like more people are playing it and I think it's just the fact that you can get in and out for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And frankly, the game is so well balanced. So, It really is. So, but the whole point is the Discord is still very active.
Yeah. And honestly, it's a beautiful thing because you always build something like that. Now, we made it open. This is one of the lessons we learned from Strikeforce. Like, no, we don't want Discord to be something you pay to get into. We want to build community first and give a safe haven for people to play because it's so caustic out there, especially around these portable games. It's the worst caustic kind of crap, you know, out there. So, like, we want to give a safe haven to people and let them be in. But, you know, surely it will really just drive the podcast And they just are totally two different things, 100% two different things. It's a beautiful community that way more than half now, probably the majority don't even know there's a show that the creators are in that Discord, you know, and that's okay. But I've gotten to watch, you know, after all of that path of how I got in, I've gotten to watch how you've grown, Kurt, and you have, you're doing the poetry readings and the fat guy stuff now. And you know, everything you've done in creation there, you and Phil did, the Animal Crossing stuff this week. Yeah, in Batu.
Yep.
You know, you've done some of it in Sin. You're streaming what, 6 days a week almost, if not seven?
Usually seven. Yeah.
You've got
I'm usually on every day. I'm gonna be gone for the weekend, and that's gonna be weird,
right? You know,
I'm gonna miss 3 days in a row. I'm like, what am I gonna do?
And you're gonna have people who miss you, like, man, where have you been?
The weirdest thing ever was I actually wound up in a hospital. Like, I don't know where I was. You know, I went in and I wound up staying overnight, and I got messages the next day of like, hey, are you not streaming today? I'm like, no, I'm in the hospital. Are you okay? Yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry. I was like, you're not on. What the hell is going on? Where are you?
Yeah.
It was very strange, and I very much appreciated it.
Good. Well, yeah, no, I mean, I get the strangeness, and you know, I'm glad it happened for you that people were looking for you. And you've been guesting on some bigger shows and Ron and stuff. I want to say you had some special opportunities to do stuff, but if nothing else, you're getting game codes now to review games and stuff.
So the weirdest part, awesome. Well, so there's a whole bunch of sites that will, you know, you can actually just like, hey, send me a key. You kind of just request keys for it. When I went to TwitchCon, one of the panels, they were talking about like, you know, check out these websites. A lot of it is for like indie stuff. And, but like one of them is a fairly big name, accounts, and I was just like, okay, well, they got one for Midnight Suns request.
Yeah.
And I would check and there was nothing there, and I checked like 2 days ago and like, here's the key. And I'm like, Merry holy Christmas. Crap, Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Little $60 present from Fire Access.
Yeah. And you there was a point in time where you was like, look, if you click on my link and play like two matches, you know, I'll get paid. You've had
some I've been getting a bunch of different sponsorships through Stream Elements. So getting to try a couple other games, and it's fun. Plus, you know, it drives a little bit of funds for this thing that I've been doing that doesn't pay barely anything.
You know,
because I don't do YouTube stuff, which is why I'm like,
yeah,
you kind of make a little bit of money on it. But
apparently you need to be an influencer on Instagram like me, buddy. That's a crazy story I can tell at some point. But, you know, everything that I set out saying I wanted to do, you know, be that tactician, which is just not what I'm made for. You know, I got to see you do it and do it well. I wanted to be able to get codes and be able to play games for free and review them. I wanted to be able to do other creative projects. I'm watching Kurt do that. Then the piece de la resistance is this week in MCU, where you two came together with a brilliant idea. And God damn, it's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to.
Thanks, man.
You know?
Yeah, it's certainly fun to do. And the fact that we get built-in breaks is probably helpful.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a little weird to have this big of a break.
It's really weird. It's really weird.
But like, yeah, there's nothing going on until February.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And I will always and forever, you know, consider myself a piece of that journey. You know, that I got to help set that up and make some things happen and facilitate it and encourage you. And
now, Charles, before you switch over to Snap, since we all know how much you unapologetically and oh my god love Halt,
yes sir,
go to our Discord thread. There's an image for you there.
All right.
I wanted to see your puny Hulk first, but
all right, you know what, hey, I pulled up on my you're talking about from Strike Force. I'll pull up my Hulk and I'm going to her. So that's Okay. See, let me pull up mine before I even look at that.
Oh, I like that new title screen. Hadn't noticed that before.
Yeah.
With all the, oh my with all God, the horsemen though. On it.
Trying to get Archangel was the dumbest.
He is the least impactful of all of them, but he is the biggest impact on raids because that team, the Death Sea team, is basically just destroying all the mutant nodes in the raids right now and made it so much easier to deal with the raids that we actually like moved up a tier the other day, finally.
Come on, load already. What? You're on wired internet on a PC, man. Let's go. There it goes. Yeah, so you just got to talk to
the right? The struggle of the percent bar is real.
Yeah.
I think I can.
Honestly, I do wish that timing had been better and Archangel came out April 1st. And we could have had that that game day horrible, you know, lockout on Archangel just for fun. All right, let's see. Let me get
my where is your my I'm pretty sure mine is not up to the snuff of yours.
Yeah,
so but. Gear tier 16, 220,000 power, maxed out just about everything. And Sin, is this yours? 182,000 power. You're ready to yes. equip all, but you won't hit the button.
Well, not yet. It will get hit because I do need him at tier 16 anyway. Because the Gamma team is going to be needed. The Gamma team is going to be needed for Apocalypse. But the reason I sent it to you is because it came up in the store and Kurt was in my channel. I was like,
seven red. Look,
should I buy the seven red stock for it? And Kurt's like, yes, do it for the show. Do it for Charles for the last show.
Charles, I love it.
I pulled the trigger on a seven red upgrade for Hulk and it was painful.
God, it feels so good though, doesn't it? Feels so good. Yeah, I've got the best Hulk. I need to do a little bit more to max out this tier gear 16. And you know, the ISO 8s, I've got them up to three, which I see yours are up to three blue as well. I don't know, man. I still dig Hulk going in and smashing, and I failed because I don't pull the trigger here on the stream because I don't have even my information in the Google Play Store, so I'd have to type it in. I don't want it on the stream, blah blah blah. Forgot to get on my phone right after we stopped the broadcast that night that they were selling 50 shards of Abomination and 50 shards of Brawn, which would have put me over having my entire Gamma team for like $15 or something. It wasn't much. And I, at that moment, I failed to gain the Gamma team. And I it was like a day later, I'm like, son of a bitch. I did, however, do power up my Dark Ulti. So yeah, I got Abomination naturally. Brawn, I'm still short on right now.
Check the store for the presents.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, the left one, and the top three are locked in. The other ones rotate. I think it actually just rotated out from having Brawn in there. But he might pop in here, so you might be able to pick up you know, 15 shards for him or something. Just keep an eye on that.
How long is this store going to be around?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's been real slow going on me getting presents.
The event is still running. How much do you have?
414,000.
Okay.
I haven't spent any. Well, no, that's not true. I think no. Oh yeah, there's teal gear. Yeah, I think some of the teal gear I've needed has popped up, so I've probably spent a little bit on that. But
it's got some good rewards in it, so you know, you can either save for shards, or you can drop it on gear for people that need gear. But you know, I've been saving it for shards. But yeah, I wanted to show you the seven red star that was just for you. Because otherwise I wouldn't have done it. Because damn it.
Well, I definitely love that. And Kurt, you had asked last week if I was going to keep playing Strike Force. The answer is yeah. You know, even the other night I got in the war. I'm like, I don't really want to play war tonight. But then I saw how many people are plugged in my alliance doing it. I'm like, you know what? I'll knock out as many as I can just because it helps them out, and all of us benefit from it when I do that.
Sure.
So is that which one do I want? I want this one. But yeah, it's Snap is more fun. So I'm actually making sure I do Snap first now because I've gotten a little bit behind on getting some of that done. Because we're coming down to the end of the season and I'm one away from finishing the season.
But it's just easier. Like it's easier. Yeah. It's easier to finish up stuff.
Yeah. You know? Yes. Yes, I agree. So I am now focusing.
Oh, you're very close to getting that variant.
Yeah.
But no. We still got time, right? That's like another week or something.
At least.
Yeah.
There's plenty of time.
Let me tell you what my new favorite variant of all time is. It's Nick Fury. And none of all.
Was it the gifted one?
Probably, yeah. Where it's signed Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah, this one.
Oh.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that variant with a signature on it. It is so cool.
Trying to think what I got recently.
I know what I got recently.
What did you get?
I got the Chibi Spidey.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Did you buy the $20?
Yeah, line I set? Did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well, it's you, Sam.
You almost Sunspot have to. One.
Sucker.
I thought about the Sunspot one.
So the Sunspot one, from a value standpoint, is
yeah, it's really good for value. I'm still short. Like it's 6,000 gold. I'm under 3,000 right now. I'm still debating just dropping $50 to buy that thing. I'm just like, I don't know if I want to. It still has 4 days on it, but 8,000 credits and 2,000 collector tokens. It's got a lot of value in it.
Yeah. Cause I've pinned null right now. So I need to,
nice.
I could use the credits there. Cause null popped up, went pin just cause I like using death. And I know how to build that, and because it's so tempting when other people come through to go ahead and get those, but yeah, it was I just went with null. I'm gonna work that one out.
So I got, let's see, what did I get? I got a pixel destroyer, which looks awesome. I got a pixel cyclops, which also looks awesome.
So I'm not a fan of the pixels.
I picked up from the newer pools. I did end up buying Thanos. I got Maria Hill from a collector reserve. She's at a random one cost card.
I think here. I just got her recently. Yeah.
They have holiday variants.
I was going to ask how many of the holiday variants.
I got like one.
I got one, but mine is Ebony Maw.
Oh, nice.
So I got Ebony Maw playing with snowballs, which looks ridiculous.
I know this is all variants. Man, I wish I could just look at variants.
I got an Infinaut variant as well.
Yeah, I got that one as well.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was actually a holiday one.
No, Infinaut is from the mission. This one, that's from the season pass.
Actually, mine is different than that one.
Okay.
That one's the normal one. That's the one that you normally get. Yeah.
No, this is the one you normally get.
I don't have that one.
Really? Oh,
wait, no, I do. I do. No, I do. Okay. And I have the one that you were talking about as well.
Yeah, so you got another one.
I have three Infinauts.
Oh, okay.
There's a Flaviano variant, which is one that I have.
I bought this variant just because it's almost.
Oh, that looks awesome.
It does, though, right? It's just the one
I've color. Not seen that one yet. Kael or Kale?
Kale,
which is probably the artist.
That. Yeah.
Right? And the more they keep crediting the artist, the happier I am.
Yeah.
Except I want to see some classic artists now. I want to see Romita. I want to see John Byrne. I want to see Bill Sienkiewicz.
This is, as far as I know, this is the only holiday variant of guy's abomination.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is pretty cool. He wears towering over the snowman with the Christmas lights and the hat. Sin, what holiday variant did you get?
I got the Infinite one. And I don't think I got anything else that was interesting.
Yeah.
I think maybe Rogue. I think I have Rogue.
I've been pushing hard to get more of these collectors opened, collectors vaults opened, because I was really hoping for it.
I guess I got another pool 4 card, Bast. which is, you know, obviously the Black Panther god.
Oh, okay.
And what it is Bast sets the power of all cards in your hand to 3, which pairs up with Black Panther really nicely.
What is this deck? So I've built 2 decks recently. One was high power because I wanted to get that 40. You win with 40 plus power overall. Which building the high power deck, I'll show it to you in a second. Building the high power deck only had one card it didn't have, and that's Rescue. And I just kind of subbed in. Rescue does your next card gets plus 5. So I subbed in somebody who did something along those lines. I forget exactly what. It because I've been grinding it with Devil Knot, you know, Devil Dinosaur and Infinite. I've been grinding the 20 plus and the 40 plus and the win one spot. Well, you played this high power deck, which might be this deck I'm playing. I can't remember if this one's I'm playing. Yeah, it's this one because I did not build the other deck. So I went and tried to build one about around Marog, where it says you can't play your first card here. I hate that site.
Oh, yeah. No, it's terrible.
I didn't have enough of the cards to do it.
I had that site paired up with Sanctum Sanctorum.
Oh, no.
And it was, I just retreated. I said, forget this. I'm not dealing with this.
But I think this is the high power deck with everything that comes out just keeps building your power across the board. I think he'll play here on this turn, and that costs too much anyway. Man, I do hate that on turn 5. Things cost more. It's so irritating. What else is irritating is when I play a card and forget that I'm going to have 1 or 2 energy left, and I have a 1 or 2 energy card. I just don't play it. And I don't have Sunspot on the board. It's so frustrating.
Huh. You know, it just occurred to me, I don't think that everybody got that same Nick Fury
really
variant, because I have a Nick Fury Noir variant.
So I know, like, December 25th or whatever, the gift was Nick Fury, but it wasn't so you got a different Nick Fury.
Wait, variant. Well, you know what? I've only been playing on PC. I haven't booted it on my phone for a little bit. Let's see if there's a difference, because this has happened to me before. You don't get all the stuff on PC. You don't get any of the news.
Yeah, yeah.
Those articles or anything like that.
Stuff.
I mean, you can just go and look at them.
Yeah, but if there's things to click on, or you get presents or whatever in inbox, you don't seem to get those on.
Yeah, I've found some glitches between the two.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything in a very long time. My inbox is empty. News is empty. Videos are empty.
Oh, that's weird.
It's the inbox. It does show me my stuff from where I claimed it, but like it kept, like earlier, somewhere in the middle, somehow I'd miss claiming stuff because it's out of order. Know like the news, even though it's there, the news would not show me the Black Panther special event on the computer. I had to go to my phone.
Winterverse thing that they did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have 12 unread messages in my inbox on my phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you're going to claim some stuff.
Day one reward, 100 credits, claim all. Day two.
That's a good name.
30 boosters, claim. Doctor Strange, great, fantastic. Day three, 200 gold. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, keep going. You're going to get a lot of stuff.
I hate this so much. Day four, 30 Angela boosters. Great.
Wait, is that the only Nick Fury I had? I guess I didn't have Nick Fury before.
Day five, that Nick Fury. That's day six. Day six.
The one with Samuel L. Jackson's autograph?
Yeah. Yep. I've got that now. I guess it wasn't in order, so whatever.
No, they're not. It's really annoying, actually, because like day eight, day five, like...
Yep.
Did you send them separately?
Right.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot in here I didn't even know I was missing.
Yeah.
Good thing they didn't empty out my inbox.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally, I'll let you know what the total is.
But it's a lot. I mean, they gave away a lot of good stuff over this holiday event, and it's still going. Lots of
gold.
Yeah, lots of gold, lots of credits. But Yeah, it's cool. You know, what time is it? Oh yeah, it's about that time. Like I just got this Black Widow variant. I don't hate it, but I'm like, I'm not leveling that.
Oh yeah, I like that. It's very 60s.
Yeah, Avengers. I don't know.
Like the Avengers TV show. Yeah, I'm Emma Peel.
Gotcha. Looking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now once I do my regular Black Widow and max her out, then I'll start leveling that one. Yeah, so there's Rogue, Ebony Maw. No, go back. Rogue, Ebony Maw, Patriot, Rock Slide. Oh, wait, let me see if that Rock Slide was a variant. And of course, Abomination for some of the winter variants that you can get. Name? Maybe I didn't realize, because I just got Rock Slide. I'm like, I don't want Rock Slide. Get that crap out of here.
Yeah.
He's just not my style. He's actually fine.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Rhino. Nope, it's the regular Rock Slide.
Yeah, he's fine if you want to play a griefer deck. Just start throwing rocks at people.
Yeah, and I've had people do that to me.
Yep.
Yep.
And it's okay.
The counter to that really is a zoo deck, where you just buff stupid cheap cards.
I gotcha. Dude, useful. Is it this Devil Knot deck? One of the decks I got off of Snap.fan. I really love it because I can go multiple ways to win. I think it's this Devil Knot deck where I'll get Sunspots in there. So if he's out, you know, I'll play him, obviously. Then I also have the Collector in this deck. And then I have a bunch of cards. Yeah, it's this one because Cable's here, Sentinel's here. I got a bunch of cards that pull in cards from other stuff. And man, when I can get put this at another location spot, I can grief the crap out of them. I'm playing low power cards, but I'm keep adding cards in my deck, so collectors are popping up. And if I don't play the energy, Sunspot's eating it. And it's such a great way. And then you cap it off with a Devil Dinosaur or Infinaut, depending on how your cards play. And so you can still come in with a big punch at the end.
Out of all those messages in my inbox, I think I gained about 700 credits, which is ridiculous.
That's a lot of credits, man.
Yeah,
that's some good stuff. But yeah, as we're wrapping up here, I'm looking at my wrist. I got a watch on. As we're wrapping up here, what are you guys excited about for your gaming adventures, for your channels, for your creative streams, and of course this week in MCU for next year?
Well, that's a lot of stuff.
Pick one. I mean, you don't have to do all that. I just laid out the Christmas buffet.
This week in MCU is going to be weird because there's so much that's supposed to come out next year.
Yeah.
Like at a rapid clip. So between TV series plus all the movies and everything, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. I was telling Sen before the show started, I started playing Marvel Puzzle Quest again.
Interesting. How's that going for you?
It's slow going because I'm still kind of relearning the ropes. Even though I have a lot of characters and whatnot from when I used to play, the dynamic has changed a lot. So I've just kind of relearned things. So I joined a Discord and started getting tips from folks and kind of relearning. Like I was to the point where I was thinking about just wiping and starting from scratch. And people on the Discord said, do not do that. So, yeah. So it's been fun so far. It's still a little weird. Not thrilled.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between the two games. Like MSF, if you were like, hey, I played like 2 years ago, what should I do? And then just start a new account. Don't play the same one. It doesn't matter. Right. Versus that one, where you can just continue because it doesn't have that progress of if you've been gone, you're missing cards, but you're gonna get them, plus you probably have slots unlocked that you would have to unlock on a new account.
That's the other part, is the value of the slots. I was basically told you don't want to have to go through that again. So it's fun. I'm taking it very casually, like just chill. And so, yeah, I think, Snap, I'm still, man, I just keep coming back to Snap because in and out in 5 minutes if you want. So it's just it allows the fun to be there.
Okay, give me a Discord trick. Is there a way in a big thread when somebody's added you just to jump to where you're mentioned?
Oh, I actually don't know. I think there is, but I don't know what it is.
I'll have to Google it because it drives me crazy when there's a red dot. Like, okay, I know I've been mentioned, but I can't find where that post is because there's 50,000 posts in this Discord channel. So I'll look it up.
Yeah, I don't know either. I thought that when you clicked on the dot, it just brought you to the post in question, but maybe not. Or at least to the mention.
You would think, new mentions. Oh, it mentioned me in a different, I'm in the wrong channel on the Discord.
But it also depends on how you have your notifications set, right? So, because some of the rooms will show you when there are new messages versus showing you when you're mentioned.
Yeah, I imagine this was like an at everybody or something popped
right
up
here. Yeah.
Well, now there's another new mention. Where is it? Okay, apparently I haven't cleared it off. Oh my God. Mark all is red there. I don't care. That's not a room I was doing anything in. Did we get a turn 7? What happened here? All right, and final turn. I'll take it. But it's been a great run. 10 years, man. It's been interesting. I am very fortunate to have met both of you, and you know, you ever need me to fill in on MCU, I'll be more than happy to, and I'm always supporting your stuff and liking, subscribing, and maybe we'll get together and have a game night every once in a while just to hang out and talk and catch up and all that, because that's what's kept me in for the last 6 months or so in this show, is just hanging out with these two guys and being able to hear their input on stuff and share some ideas and just talk about things and have fun with the game. And that's something that will be missed as I'm playing the games going forward.
Yeah, man. Feelings mutual. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll do more stuff in the future. No question. One of the things I've been toying around with for this week in MCU is having the occasional round table on.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we really should do that. Part of the problem is it's like herding cats. So
it always is. Seven out of 10. I hated it.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, everybody, tell everybody where they can find you guys. Sin.
Well, you can find me every morning, except this weekend. Everybody have a great new year on twitch.tv/SunRaven for Marvel Strike Force, a little bit of Marvel Snap, probably Midnight Suns.
Yeah.
Plus whatever the hell else I get a key for.
What about you, Kurt?
I can be found all over the place at VO by Kurt, except for Twitter still. I'm still in Twitter hell. But most of my content right now is on TikTok at VO by Kurt. And I've been posting some story time stuff, some poetry stuff. But mostly is my daily vlog called Fat Guy about my weight loss journey. And we just passed week 16.
Didn't I hear the numbers like almost 50 pounds down?
It's not quite 50 yet, but depending on the day, between 45 and 50 at the moment. I'm doing all right. So I'm about as honest as you could possibly be about all the different aspects of losing weight. So, we've got a little community building over there. We've got people that are doing daily, journeys just like I am, and they're recording it on TikTok, but everybody's got their own little twist. We've kind of named ourselves the Grinders for the daily grind.
Yeah, watch your video tonight, the Grinders. That's weird.
I'm with you.
But you said just, that. I was following you. Would you say?
Yeah. It just kind of stuck, and so we're going. But there's this one kid who is going to the gym every day. Like he works out every day at the gym, and he is on day 280 in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a there's a woman who started it maybe 170, 180 days ago, might be longer, I don't remember. And her whole thing is she's gonna work out every day until they put The Office back on Netflix. Huh. There was another guy that basically said he was gonna work out every day until Taco Bell brought back the grilled stuff burrito.
Oh, that's a good burrito.
So
but that's kind of productive to what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. There's a dude that's just doing burpees to raise money for some charity, but he does like 1,000 burpees a day or something ridiculous. It's just like, I don't know. But so there's stuff. And then our very own, Lost Limey is in on that as well. And so he's doing a daily vlog of his weight loss journey as well. But everybody's got their own little program, but everybody's very supportive of one another. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and that actually ties into where you can find me. You know, I know you just throw it to me, but that was just good.
No, I was about to.
I know. But talking about Lost Slimy is I finally found my social media voice, something I've been searching for almost 20 years to see who am I on social media? What do I really want to do? And that is give unsolicited advice. And I changed my title on TikTok to That's Easy Advice to Give. And I am finding inspiration multiple times a day, even sometimes, to make the videos and record them and just talk about this is what I'm going through, or this is what I saw, this is what I think, and giving advice. And I'm picking up more followers and more likes and those kind of things. And then on Instagram, I changed my title to the same thing. That's Easy Advice to Give, because I'm doing reels over there for a minute and a half. So what I do is record the TikTok, and sometimes it's a 3-minute story, sometimes it's 8 minutes, but I just tell my story that I want to tell for TikTok. Then I go record the separate reel saying, man, I just did this TikTok on perspective or on intent. The one I released, actually, I released the reel for it. I haven't released the TikTok for it because I got busy today, but I put it out. But it's on intent. No, I think I did put it out.
No, yeah, you did. Okay, you did, because I watched it.
About the new year, new you, and this and that and the other. And just really finding that way of tag teaming. If I gave a shit about Twitter, that's what my Twitter handle would be, is that, because I found my voice there. And so that's what I've been doing more of, is just making that content of giving advice. And, you know, and the reason it ties into what you're doing, Kurt, is Lost Limey had put a, because I've been tagged in a bunch of your videos, right? And so he says, you lost. I mean, made a comment on a video you're tagged in, and he's talking about doing a cheat day. And I figured out, I was like, well, this is a great opportunity to learn more about TikTok. Sure enough, I touched his response and said, reply with a video, done and done, man. And got to interact directly. And like, that's why I love TikTok, is because it's not just a comment. It's not just a thread, is I got to virtually do a face to face with this interaction from his comment, from your video. And then he replied back, and it was really cool. So that's what I'm doing now, is That's Easy Advice to Give. If you want to follow me over there, and I'm still doing Pokemon Go podcast, which we're going to get in so much trouble with this AI art generator, and Kurt coming in, giving us prompts. It's going to be fun. So, much like, Stanley on his deathbed, there is no tune in next time. It is just watch these guys, follow them. If you tag in with what I'm doing, that's great. But I'm telling you, this week in MCU, I sit there and I listen and I feel like I'm part of a conversation, which is different than what I usually do, which is usually when I listen to something that grabs me, I want to come in and produce it and be a part of it and let me show you how. And this one, I'm just feeling like you are talking to me. And, you know, I talk back to my radio, which is very rare for me to do. So this week in MCU, highly rated by deities of podcasting.
Thanks, man. I really do appreciate that.
All right. Well, I will definitely see you guys around. And for those of you listening to the podcast, thank you. But so long, farewell, and thanks for all the fish.